Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attention! It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show. Hi there and welcome to Gregor's end of the show show, end of the show show. You're, wait, I forget the spiel already. Is that where I'm at with my day? Yeah. Summing up what went down on Seattle in the internet. Great. Great job. It's going to be a real good episode, huh? I blame Alyssa! Okay, sorry. She's just sitting here looking at me weird, and that's I don't know what to. You want to be on the podcast today, Alyssa? Here, have a microphone. Yeah. There we go. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
I realized that first of all, I'm Gregor, host of mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk and all kinds of podcasts and silly stuff and jokes, sort of. So thanks for downloading the cast and joining us today. Alyssa is our midday host, and she has all kinds of fun listening to me complain about things all day. Congratulations!
Woo!
Yay! I realized I have a problem. I was going to share one of my friend's posts from Facebook and just give him props for it. And his name is Zach. And I realized that if your name is Zach or like Neil, I'm never going to get the spelling right except by chance. Because how do you decide if Zach with a K or Zach with an H? I just have no idea. Mm-hmm. I have like many friends named Zach. And if what I finally came down to is that if I know the person's full name, like if your name is Zachary and I know that, then it's easy because I don't think there's many K Zacharies.
Right.
Then I was like, well, what's the... So if your name is either Zachary or Zach Attack, I can probably figure it out. Also, if you're naming your kid Zach, can you call him the middle name Attack? Because that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is, anyone named Zach right now is like, I'm going to murder you. I'm going to come down there and kill you right now for making a big deal out of my name. Do you have any friends... Do you have words that you like totally can't spell? Like you get it wrong every time?
Well, I know how to spell my name, but my name's kind of the same way.
Oh, yeah. I'm married to a woman like that has that same problem,
right.
Yeah.
How
do people misspell your name? Alyssa.
A-L-I-S-S-A.
Dumb.
E-L-I-S-S-A. It's not an E. There's an A.
But I get it, though. Like if you're an Elise, there could be an E there, and then it becomes... I see how people would confuse that. And, like, these sounds are difficult. I'm trying to say I'm sorry. Sorry to people if I mess it up. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not a stupid person. I'm like trying to get it right. I just know I can't. My brain just doesn't work like that. My wife's name is Lori, and so she's Lowry or Lori in five different ways. Sure. And so whenever someone gets it right, I'm always like stoked about it. So I'm just like struggling with this because I want to give someone credit. Then I was like, I had to actually look up how to spell their name. And I'm like, get out of here. This is so dumb. Anyway, I don't know what to expect. I don't know what it's going to be. I'm sure it's just like an office and there's some cubicles and there's a guy's desk over there and there's like Steve. Hi, Steve. And, you know, like they'll be like, hi, good to see you. It's just weird because it's such like an international phenomenon and it's based here. And there's like, you know, they might have grown up listening to the end. You never know.
My cousin was freaking out when I told him over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
He collects all of them. And I was like, dude, their headquarters is in Everett. It's
like
not far from me. He was like, oh, I have to come visit.
Yeah, 100%.
That's why you're coming to visit me. But yes.
I can't wait till my boy is big enough to understand. Right now, he'll just take them off and throw them on the ground. And that's like, obviously, I don't have that type of money. but I can't wait till he's big enough to like go and like love them. Because that's a fun thing to collect if you're a kid, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know. I just am I'm real obsessed with that. Okay, so if you had to, Alyssa, if you had to guess how safe people in Seattle are compared to other cities, do you think like it's pretty safe? I'm talking like multiple factors, like physically, like do you worry about someone running up and stabbing you in the neck? And then other factors would be like natural disasters. Clearly, like that's a big problem here.
Right.
But like how safe do you think Seattle is?
Like a percentage?
Sure. Like if, is it in the top 10%? Is it in the bottom 10%? Somewhere like...
I would go kind of towards the bottom.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
On a list of a couple hundred cities by population, Seattle ranks 150th for safety. From violent crimes to chance of natural disaster, we did not fare well. Tacoma's like, well, not so fast, Tacoma. You were a further 9 places behind. Vancouver, Washington, top 30, though. Even Spokane was higher. Have you driven through 90 in Spokane? Yikes. Turns out the Phoenix area is the place to live if you want to melt to death slowly over time, turn into leather. Who knew? The XFL is ready to launch this winter following the NFL's big February football party. The Seattle Dragons dropped their inaugural uniforms last night. Dark blue with green and orange trim. Saying that sounds kind of weird. That's a pretty solid look. Then you add in the white helmet with the dragon logo and a big orange stripe on it. Pretty good. And finally, Black Friday and Cyber Monday, killing our country's already poor recycling system. You see, we have a bit of a problem using Amazon Prime, and the never-ending stream of boxes is overloading recycling plants. I mean, good job putting your stuff into the recycling, humans. Bad job cutting down all the trees so I can get my discount smart pickle in just 2 days. What?
You just got news.
Are you familiar with Funko?
I am, actually.
So, I reached out to them because they're... Are you familiar with Baby Yoda?
Oh, yes.
Obviously. Are you watching The Mandalorian?
I have not yet. Okay. It's on my queue.
I mean, it's obviously spoiled that there's a Baby Yoda in it for you, right? Sure. I mean, like, how could you avoid it at this point via the internet?
Sure.
But Funko is making a Baby Yoda pop figurine.
Oh!
Because obviously they would. They have a licensing deal with Star Wars and, like, obviously. And they're... I feel like all their characters are so cute. They do such a great job with it.
Yeah.
So because we have these like crazy rules about not stealing people's material and then using it in our blogs and stuff, I just reached out this morning to be like, hey, do you have a picture I can use for it? And they were like, within 5 minutes, they responded to me.
Oh, yeah. Now that's smart, though.
They're like, hey, can we send someone to be on your show? And I was like, yeah. So yes. Later this week, someone's going to be on the show. But then it like worked out to a scheduling thing where I'm like, I don't think I can make that work with you coming in. Traffic's terrible. I kind of live by Funko, though. You want me to come there and just enter? And they're like, yeah, 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 great.
Oh, man, that's going to be awesome.
So I'm really looking forward to seeing like what their work is like. Because I think if people listen to the radio and hear us on it, they're probably like, have this like idea of how rad this could possibly be. And when it comes down to it, it's a fun, as Cypress Hill once said, it's a fun job, but it's still a job.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a job, but it's a fun, no, it's a fun job, but it's still a job. I imagine working at Funko is like that too, because you're literally dealing in like hilarious figurines and creativity, and but still you gotta like track.
You have to be real precise with everything. And yeah, yeah, yeah.
And track units and stuff like that.
Totally.
Okay, so I'm all about saving the Earth. You into that idea?
Yes.
Okay, I found out some information though today that was like, maybe we should just let it burn. The government just casually drops this knowledge about robots that I'm like, this is. Let's just like start. Making, what do you call it, like flamethrowers out of aerosol cans again, because it's not good.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Well, the Department of Defense just said that they expect cyborg super soldiers to take to the battlefield by the year 2050, if not sooner. Okay, if that's the case, I am so over global warming. Just bring on that greenhouse gas revolution. Maybe heating the Earth to insane Venus levels is how we actually win.
Today in the Puget Sound region, expect a robot melting high of 809 degrees. Also, I'm just recording as all life and metal has been turned to dust.
No disintegration.
Yeah, too late, bro. Big congrats to the nerds at Sony as PlayStation consoles just received the Guinness World Record for best-selling video game home console brand ever. Boring. Show me the record for longest fingernails or tallest Wookiee or something. And finally, it was only a matter of time, but Everett toy maker Funko are quick to drop a Baby Yoda pop figurine. In case you're not following, Disney Plus has The Mandalorian, a series about a space bounty hunter who acquires a baby of whatever species Yoda is, and it's been co-opted by everyone from Seahawks memes to Cat Twitter. Also, I gotta get on Cat Twitter. Now, the child, aka Baby Yoda, is generating more headlines than the soon-to-be-released Episode 9.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
All right, that'll do it. That's ridiculous. I don't know what to say. Alyssa, thank you for coming in and crashing my podcast. That's very nice of you.
Thank you for having me.
This is every day. You're welcome to come in and talk nonsense with me. I've got a lot of opinions about things and love to yell about them. So, and thank you for listening to the pod today and telling a friend and making it awesome. We're working on a new logo and a rebranding, and I need ideas, and my boss is mad at me about it. So if you have any ideas, I'd be happy to hear that at Hey Gregor on social media. Thanks.
The end of the show.
Thanks.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.